So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf regarding various arayos, where some are forbidden beimena av beimena im, whether they share one father or one mother, and some are forbidden only mina av v'leimena im, only if they share one father, but not if they share only one mother. In the previous daf, the Gemara established the halacha regarding the following three arayos: achis avicha v'achis imecha. An aunt, a father's or mother's sister, is aser. Beimena av, beimena im, because the azhara, the ervas achis imcha v'achis avicha leisegale, is repeated in Parashas Kedoshim. Achaisa is also aser, beimena av, beimena im, as explicitly written in the pasuk, ervas achischa v'asivicha v'asimecha leisegale ervasin. Deidasai, an aunt, one's father's brother's wife, is aser only mina av v'leimena im, because asya deidai. It's derived via a gzeres shava from the pasuk regarding an eved ivri who sold himself to an akum. The Gemara now cites a Mishnah of Tzadivav, from which we see that achis ishtoi is also aser beimena av beimena im. The Mishnah is discussing a case of four sets of sisters. There were two sisters, Dina and Yecheved, who shared the same mother, Leah. Yecheved had another sister, Sarah, who shared the same father, Chetzron. Sarah had another sister, Rivka, who shared the same mother, Keturah. Rivka had a sister, Milcah, who shared the same father, Besuel. Reuben marries Milcah, and then traveled abroad without her. Amrulai, Mesa Ishtacha, Venasa Achaisa Me'aviha. Levi is told that Milcah died, so he marries Rivka, who is Milcah's sister of one father, Besuel. This is permitted since the Isra Achais Ishtah only applies while she's alive. Mesa Venasa Achaisa Me'ima. Then Levi's told that Rivka died, so he marries Sarah, Rivka's sister of one mother, Keturah. Mesa, the Nasa Achaisa Me'aviha. Then Levi's told that Sarah died, so he marries Yecheved, Sarah's sister of one father, Chetzron. Mesa, the Nasa Achaisa Me'ima. Then Levi's told that Yecheved died, so he marries Dina, Yecheved's sister of one mother, Leah. Later, it turns out that all these women are actually alive. Mutar birishayna ubishlishes ubachamishes ufaitres tarasein. Halacha is that his first wife Milcah, his third wife Sarah, and his fifth wife Dina are rightfully married to him because they are not sisters in any form. Therefore, if Levi dies without children and his brother performed yibum or chalitza with any of these three wives, it's effective and the other wives are released from their zika. V'aster bishnia ubirvias v'ein bias achas mehem b'teres tarasa. However, Levi's second wife, Rivka, and his fourth wife, Yecheved, were never legitimately married. This is because Rivka was a sister to the first wife, Milcah, sharing the same father, Besuel. Yecheved was a sister to the third wife, Sarah, sharing the same father, Chetzron. Therefore, if Levi dies without children, and his brother performed Yibum or Chalitza with any one of these two women, it's not effective because their marriage was invalid. However, v'embo ala shniya la'achar misis rishana. If, in fact, Levi's first wife, Milcah, actually died, but the other wives are all alive, the halacha would be as follows. The second wife, Rivka, and the fourth wife, Yecheved, are rightfully married to Levi, because Levi only married Rivka after the death of her sister, Milcah, which is permitted. Yecheved is not a sister to Rivka, therefore her marriage is valid. However, Levi's third wife, Sarah, and his fifth wife, Dina, were never legitimately married. This is because Sarah is a sister to the second wife, Rivka, sharing their mother, Keturah. Dina was a sister to the fourth wife, Yecheved, sharing the same mother, Leah. Almo, achis ishtoi, beimenav, beimenaim, asurois, menolon. From the first case of the Mishnah, we see that achis ishtoi applies to a sister of the same father. And from the second case of the Mishnah, we see that achis ishtoi also applies to a sister of the same mother. Now the Gemara asks, menolon, what is the source to this assumption? And answers, Me'eshes achyal finan. Deshekein davar al de kedushin v'krevi atzmai. We derive it via binyan av from Eshes ach, which is beimena av, beimena im, because the isra achis ishto is similar to the isra Eshes ach, in that they are both achieved through marriage, and they are both his relatives. Be'eshes ach guf minalan. And Eshes ach itself is derived from the pasuk, ervas Eshes achicha leisegaler ervas achicha hi. The pasuk adds the words ervas achichahi to teach us that it applies to a brother, beimena av, beimena im. The Gemara continues and asks, achaisa the kasa bakaras lamali. Since we have Hekesha Derebiyena, which compares all Isui Arayos to each other, why does the Pasuk need to specify Karas by Achaisa? The Gemara gives one of two answers. According to Rabbi Yechanan, teaches us, Shim Asan Kulam Behelam Achas Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas. If one mistakenly violated all the Isui Arayos before remembering the Halacha, he is required to bring a separate carbon for each transgression. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, it teaches us, L'dayna B'Karas V'loi B'Malkas. The punishment is only Karas, and he cannot be given Malkas. The Gemara turns to the Halacha of Hara. In the previous daf, the Gemara derived Hara the Chiva Krisis from Nida, where the Pasuk says, Es Mekoiro Hara, and regarding Arayas from Hekesha Derbiyena, Hukshur Kol Arayas Kulon L'Nida, Ma Nida B'Hara Av Kol B'Hara. Since Hara is prohibited with a Nida, it's prohibited with all other Arayas as well. However, that is only a source for Chiva Krisis. Hara the Chiva Lavin is derived from Medugoli Rachmona Shechva Zerag Abishivcha, regarding someone who performs bia with a maidservant who is engaged to an Ebed Ivri, which is punishable by Malkus, the Pasuk says, "Beisha shayishka as isha shichva zera." The word shichva zera implies a complete bia. This infers that other chiv alavin, where the Torah does not mention shichva zera, are punishable even for ra. Hara the chiv alavin de kuhuna is derived from asti kicha kicha, a gzereshav of the words kicha that is found by chiv creases. Isha shikach achaisai, and by chiv alavin de kuhuna it says ve'isha grusham isha lo yikachu. Hara de chiv asei is derived from asya bia bia, a gzereshav of the words bia that are found by chiv alavin lo yovei mamzer, and by chiv asei darishlisha yovelem bekal Hashem. Yivama liyavam is likewise derived from a gzereshav of the words bia that are found by chiv alavin lo yovei mamzer, and by yibim yivama yovei olal. Isha labala, that Hara is effective in Kedushin, is derived from Asi Kicha Kicha. A gzereshav of the words Kicha that are found by Chiva Krisis, Ish Asher Yikach Achaisai, and by Kedushin, Kiyikach Ish Isha Ubala. The Gemara proceeds to explain why the Torah added the words Shichva Zera regarding three Isurim, Shifcha Harufa, as explained earlier, to teach that for other Chiva Lavin one is Chayiv even for Ra, Eshes Ish, to teach Parat L'Mishamish Mesa, to exclude the case of bia with a dead woman. We might think that since a mesa is still considered married regarding permitting a kohen to be metamet to her, perhaps she would also be considered married regarding the issur of eshes ish. Therefore, the pasuk adds the words shechva zera to exclude a mesa. Saita, to teach prat l'shekina lo derech evar. The Torah excludes the case of when the husband only warned his wife from derech evar. One might have thought that since the Isser Saita is dependent on the kepeda of the husband, this would also include derech evar. Therefore, the pasuk adds the word shechva zera to exclude derech evar. The Gemara continues with the conditions of hara, a partial bia. Amar Shmuel, hara zunashika. Shmuel says hara means contact. Yechanan says hara means a partial penetration. The Gemara questions, "Mit le mepalig?" Is Rabbi Yechanan arguing with Shmuel? Loi. Meneshika v'ad hachnasat Torah hara kari. The entire initial stage from neshika until hachnasat Torah is considered hara. However, kiyasu Rabbi Shmuel ben Yehuda am Rabbi Yechanan hara zu hachnasat Torah. Shmuel ben Yehuda said, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that hara means hachnasas atara, and gemar bia mamish. More than that, is a complete bia. Mekam ve'eloch ein el nashiko upatrala. Anything less than that is not considered bia. Upalaga de Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel ben Yehuda, Rabbi Yechanan argues with Shmuel, who says that hara is nashika.